live in her town, with four levels, with a pad and plan. I think the clean chimneys on the end of the house, but it wasn't. And I do believe the house has to be very well built. We have the greatest neighbors in the world. They came over because he and his wife and their reindeer to investigate, and verified what we saw to happen. We will be back tomorrow morning to help get those trees. So we said, you know, we thank you for coming. We have done what you can do, and we appreciate it. Well, next morning, the neighbor came and offered to help us and some help with the yard and so forth. So the sixth day, we just cleaned up the yard. We finally got a tree company to come in with 2 hour training and remove the trees from the roof and help them out the problem. And what they were fantastic, I could not see how enough for them. Well, I'll have answers to the rest of the tremendous first construction company. They will be up on the hill of this week and the there alone. And we have a car for them and a table coming tomorrow. People in our neighborhood have been great. I think we have had a large number of metropolitan residents driving through the area. There was a 27-year-old man in our neighborhood who was killed. He and his brother had come to this country a few years ago from Sri Lanka, and they share a house together. And he heard a tree fall from the car and began to investigate while the storm was raging. And when he turned to come back from the house, a tree fell on him and began instantly. And so he had that in the newspaper, of course, and was on the radio meeting. And so he had people extremely solid. It was difficult to train them to do their work, the time of day, and the color for them, the dispatch, and all of that. But we're getting back to normal. But I wanted to tell you about the other question. After these trees, I'm glad that God gave me a sense of humor. And it's hard to laugh when you're a classic. And when the tree was good, it was very frightening that we're not going to hang. Because God is in the wind and God is in the rain, and He knows perfectly well what's going on. We get in the town where we tried to inherit and diverse for a number of times when we lived in other countries. But this was an exciting experience, bubble line, kind of our head. But we're grateful to God that our house, the roof of our house, we have penetrated. We will not have any broken windows. We have got a large room that passes down the bedroom windows. And now that our house is about our back door, and I'm afraid it's one of my homes that I'm going to be in. But I want to show you something funny. After I bought the glass, on the end of the house where the trees came down, there's one window that in. And the curtain rod was knocked off the window, and it separated, and so the curtains just fell into the door. But the graphics were still on the frame, but none of the window panes was open. Now, this is not a miracle. I could not have a night. I always love to get a terrible word to happen, but that was fine. And here's the book written on the floor. The medical class is just this. I think the insurance company needs to come out and buy you off a curtain. What about the roof? Don't get in on that.
Okay. Anybody else?
I was sitting in the garden. like, yeah, we need to constantly measure it, and think our neighbor across the street. And when kids, you know, can travel a lot, and he's gone, and I've had, like, one night I had a week in the roof, and down water in the back of the middle, and that Bruce heard my call, because he's the capable one. And I called him, and I said, we need some help, I don't know what you can do. I feel like we had very little, I think it was 11 hours, and our guys went in to get all the carpet out the next day. And he helped him get all the furniture up on some blocks. We're under construction at our house also. And so we had lots of wood blocks and he was a lumber. But he helped him do that.
I tried to start that way. You get your perspective a little bit readjusted. A friend of mine who lives about a block from Chris had a tree fall on a sunroom and took away a little of the vinyl siding and punctured the roof in one place. And he was feeling real bad about it until he saw Barbara in the grocery store and started to feel real good again. David, you have something?
Yeah, Jane and I were at my room where we used to sign the roof. And
this wouldn't be one that was married to Janet, would it?
I was listening to the Tech football game on this little crystal field. And to tell you that, when this is a hurricane, I think I didn't have my pickup truck at
10:30. You know, you wonder about the education students are getting at that school. They have not. The damage that they have is all on one end of the house, and it's into an attic. They've got it covered up. The same team that came to my house had come from Becky's house. We had gone out there to see her on Sunday, I guess it was, and the team was out there the next day and had stabilized things to where, you know, they were protected from water. They did get a tree company to come back in to do the tree that was on the house, but the disaster team came in and cleared trees that allowed them access to the driveway, cleared trees that were causing other problems. They have a number of trees down behind them that's taken out all the phone lines and the power lines coming in. They got power lines back, they don't have the phone lines. I think they're at the end of a run. Yeah. But we went over and she was doing okay.
I had a heard a bump going on. And I had time to assure you, not to go anywhere, 20 years ago. And it was nice to talk to the neighbors. And here's this big old tree, 12 and 100 years old, saying that I don't know, you know, see what. That's what the country's going. That one said, and the neighbors said, they look down here and it's from the sea, you know, for the water. I guess they said it was coming over towards our house. And then it goes away and turns it in between another tree and the house and just brushed a little bit of the house. And so they couldn't get in out front door, but the moral of the story was that I think for my father that night, so I'm always going to be safety. And here come other people on that road, and I wonder if they're out of state or what, but it's private, because I did have trees going in the back and ready to stand stuff like that.
Yeah.
Going to a tunnel and some other flowers. So, I didn't recognize the first when you were up on the creek, but I thought the time could have been up there. And he knew I was going to ring up there. So, I said, well, how much insurance did you get from Jimmy and I? He said, nothing. I don't know that guy, maybe he's a name of his phone. And I said, nothing. He said, no. He's come from West Virginia, I'll have to work. And so, but it was good to know I didn't know him first because you didn't know that name, but I was, so comfortable with my life. And so he did that, and I went out and started a little early, you know. And I thought, you know, that restored faith, and he didn't put all that to other people. I think very much for his life. All the brush all over the yard, and that's just, you move on. That's the most people get hurt, tore their whole home.
Mm-hmm.
And,
one of the brick trees that sat in the iron dock is so large now, his small limbs and leaves were against our garden, no damage in the house. But I thought of those verses that say, a thousand shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, for it shall not come nigh thee. And I thought, Lord, I know that wasn't talking about trees. But it's not too far off. And then I realized that the way the water measures distance and the way I measure distance is different. It seemed like not a mem to me, but he wasn't nervous about it hurting up.
There has never in recorded history, so I can hear, been anything like what happened in Richmond in that period of time. And relatively few people, the one that Chris talked about, there was another situation that sounded exactly like Barbara and Brian, and they landed on a run where folks were just waiting out the storm. But it's just,
people get it like a bomb. The house is being moved down because it's torn down. 17-year-old was hurt. He was not hurt.
Right.
Remarkably, I don't know where he was. I don't know the family that well. But my thing, when I walked around our neighborhood and looked at them, near missing them, and looked like people were saying, neighbors coming out who don't know each other with chainsaws, helping each other. I mean, I just hope there's something that changes people a little bit with all that. And, I was out there for 5 days. Actually, I was just kind of on, and then back on again some of the later things that came through. And it was just, that was nothing. My kids didn't complain. Nothing. Because it was just, we feel so hot.
Let me explain it to you. So, neighbor, this minister's house, we got a tree problem.
How many of you made it to church on the morning of the 21st? Where we had no light, we had some candles. I think there was a piano that played a little bit. Pastor said, there's a verse in Scripture that says, he makes the winds his messenger. And he asked the question, so what was Isabel saying? For those who weren't here and to your own benefit to rehearse it once. What were the points he made? Do you remember? I want to get this because I took notes. He said, number one, human life is precious and fragile. And he's right. I think three times in the last year or two I have realized that I have said things like, life is short and you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And now I can testify with a little bit more clarity and a little bit more judgment. Do you remember anything else he said?
We're not in charge.
We're not in charge. God is in control. Anybody remember another one? Yeah, he said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the power of the storm. Did any of you, did most of you see the picture that was published in the Times Dispatch yesterday that showed the moment of Isabel coming ashore on the Outer Banks of North Carolina? And the extent of the cloud coverage went literally from Maine into almost into the southern part of South Carolina. Huge storm. It was Cat 5. It was Category 5 less than 18 hours before it hit. Isn't that right? And dropped to Category 2. I mean, you take any particular thing like something you've been talking about, the close calls and all that, you bring that thing ashore at Category 5, and there's not much of Richmond left, I don't think, compared to what was here. What else did he say? Some of you just said it. The rain and the trees fell on the just and on the unjust. And yet, God is in control. And the last thing he said was, God is bigger and faith is deeper than your question. A lot of times you just have to look at what has happened and say, praise the Lord. Do you remember what Job said? If I take good things from the hand of God, can I not take evil also? And at the end of the day in Job, when Job is asked all these questions, God's response, it would take us a week to go through all this, God's response is not to answer Job's question. You remember what God's response was? God's response was to show Job a little of God's power. Because what came was a tempest. And out of the tempest, out of the thunderstorm, God spoke. Elijah's experience teaches us that God doesn't always speak out of the tempest and out of the thunderstorm. Most of the time he speaks in small, quiet voices. But sometimes he speaks out of thorns. What would you add to the pastor's list? Let me tell you one I would add. Neighbors and friends are more important than I realize day by day, most of the time. And every once in a while I'm reminded.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You start to realize how much you have to be grateful for. I thought one of the most powerful things, a few of you will know that my son-in-law is active with Habitat for Humanity, and one of his closest friends from college has been the coordinator for Habitat. His close friend is no longer the director of the local Habitat. What he has instead done is he's gone to work for a bank, and his job with the bank is to direct the bank's giving in such a way that it will do good in this community and in the other communities the bank serves. He has put together a coalition that's called Homeless. They took out a full-page ad in the Times Dispatch Saturday or Sunday, I forget which. And what it said was, homelessness is like this all the time. You could take a step further. You've just gotten back from Uganda. There's people who live in a lot harder things than we live through all the time. And God is calling on us to reach out to them, to care about them. So I think that's the second thing. It reminds me of what I have And it reminds me that people who have much, much is expected of them. Have you thought of another one yet? I've got a third one. We ought to tell each other we love each other a little more often. Because what I found myself doing when I thought things were going to happen very, very bad was I was screaming run instead of whispering I love you. That's not what I came in here today to do. But I think this was more important. Can I have a word of prayer with you? Our Father, you have brought a storm like Richmond has never seen. And in the storm, many people have seen many things. But your word teaches us to see you in everything. And so today, we praise you for who you are. We bow before your power, but we also stand close because of your love. We thank you that you who hold the power of the universe in your control still find time to worry about us and stand alongside of us when we go through the things the world throws at us. Every day, every week, people face storms. The wind may not blow, the rain may not fall, but the storm is still there. The questions of health, the questions of problems with children, the questions of what to do about work and about job in an uncertain economy. Those storms are private and individual, but you've taught us to become a community in which we recognize and love each other and know enough about each other to help each other carry the burden. So more than anything, that's what I pray for, that you would help take this experience and use it to make us more bound together in fellowship with each other and with you in the community that you're building in this place. All these things we pray in your Son's name. Amen. Amen.